This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read John 14:6, and you will understand as to who we follow here, friends. In the process of doing so, bringing about change in a positive way, bringing the answers to the world that Christians are called and commanded to bring to the world. Not finding their faith in me, not finding their faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. And why is that? Because if you read 1 Corinthians 4:20, it tells us that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Amen. Hallelujah. Friends, I want to get to this, and I promised I would get to this, and we have one of our live chat friends over at sonsoflibertymedia.com that are watching us live, or over at Before It's News watching us live. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for his trust. If you would like to actually jump on there, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. And I had promised one of my live chat friends, you'll understand when you get over there, that I would get to the impeachment process. I'm going to do that tomorrow as promised. But before I do that, we're going to get to how does the deep state, we keep hearing this all day long, and it's absolute foolishness, friends. It's ignorance in action again from those that just don't know the difference. How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? I want to say that again. How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? I'm here to tell you they can't. So then I would ask all of you bright individuals out there that keep picking up these talking points, these created talking points, again, from the mainstream media, as to who the deep state is. I would ask that you would call in and define who the deep state is. And of course, friends, this will go through the next hour, and I won't get a phone call because they can't back up their conversation. See, that's the problem that ignorant people have in this country. They take on talking points, no definition, no meaning behind the words. As a matter of fact, there's even nobody behind these names. And the fact of the matter is they keep talking about these people. The boogeyman and the deep state and the shadow government. Who are all these people, friends? Again, how do these people that you've been taught to believe by taking on the name deep state, how do they push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? I'm here to tell you they can't. It's the politicians doing it. So who's the deep state? I mean, this is how foolish people have become in this country. Again, Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Folks, it is difficult to free fools from the chains that they revere. Let me say that again. It is difficult to free fools from the chains that they revere. And again, what comes to my aid is when Jeremiah in chapter 5, verse 31, The Lord said through him, my people would have it. So it is. How many times I've had conversations with people talking about the things going on in the political world that just aren't so politically, concerning the political language, friends, that's being conveyed to you, which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. They take on this foreign conversation from corrupt politicians, again, which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution, and then you wonder why they act like a bunch of outlaws and that they believe that they're above the law, because they're talking outside of the law. They're acting as outlaws, which makes them criminals. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. They're derelict of duty, friends, because they don't even have you on the right page. Most Americans don't even know what the scope of authority means when I say scope of authority. It's their duties within their scope of authority entrusted to them by the people that they serve. I mean, they're talking about so many things out there, friends, that have nothing to do with what they're called to do. And what they, by the way, swore to do. But they do it. And as I always say, friends, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And wasn't it Edmund Burke that said, kings become tyrants from policy? Because subjects are rebels from principles. That's how it works right there. They do what you let them get away with. And it comes down to, again, this political language that's designed to make lies sound truthful. And it's completely unconstitutional. If I were to have a conversation with any said representative concerning the Constitution of the United States of America, the laws of the land, Article 6, Section 2, folks, in most cases, they would be bewildered. How many times have I, on this show, played audio from your said representatives that you have let stay there decade after decade after decade that are making reference to the wrong bill or the wrong point or reference when it comes to the Constitution of the United States or our Bill of Rights? I mean, I played the audio for you. And here, let me add this to the lot, friends. When you hear politicians say that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around. I mean, that's why America is where it's at. And this is, again, the same people that are throwing out the talking points, friends, that the American people, the ignorant, are biting onto when it comes to the likes of a deep state. Hey, folks, if it's not the left, right, as you've been taught, then it's the right. Mark 3:25. If it's not the conservatives, then it's the liberals, right? If it's not the communists, then it's the right-wing extremists. Am I right? Yeah, I am. If it's not the whites, then it's the blacks, right? This is all designed to divide the people. If it's not the lovers, then it's the haters, as they redefine the word love and hate, right? Isaiah 5:20. These people are continuously inundating the people with talking points that continuously divide, divide, and divide. And all this from within. It's really that simple. It's really that true. It's about dividing the American peoples one against another so they can conquer. And now, from without, we are hearing from many in the media of a deep state, a shadow government, ooh, a special interest group, ooh, the cabal, ooh, it's getting scarier and scarier. No, it's the same people. It's the same actors that are in operation behind the scenes, relentlessly working to take down America as you know it. That's what's happening. Now, the question that I have for you is, who's doing it for them? And this is what we're going to be talking about in the up-and-coming hour on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is an article, friends, called How the Deep State Pushed Their Agenda Forward. Without America's politicians doing it for them, they cannot. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time or set up on Comrax, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? They cannot. I just shared with you, friends, right before the end of last segment, during the first segment. If it's not the left, then it's the right. If it's not the conservatives, then it's the liberals, right? If it's not the communists, then it's the right-wing extremists. And if it's not the whites, then it's the blacks. These are all talking points used by the mainstream media to continuously divide the American people. Divide, divide, divide. That's what it's all about. Folks, again, if people took the time to understand that we're ruled by law, one nation under God, then we wouldn't be all caught up in confusion, right? Daniel 9:7. As a matter of fact, we're on live radio right now, and I am, for the sake of obedience, going to go over to Ephesians 4, and I want you to listen to what Ephesians 4 has to say. Okay? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Who does that? The church does, by the power of the Holy Ghost, right? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, okay? Why? Because there's one body, right? There's one Spirit. By the way, friends, there's one God. There's one common law. There's one constitution. Okay? There's one Bill of Rights. There's one Declaration of Independence. And that all falls under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You start getting outside of his talking points, then you become what? A prey. To what? Foolishness and ignorance to your own demise. There is one body, one Spirit. And by the way, when I'm talking about the church here and I'm talking about in the spiritual right now, what I mean to teach in the natural, I'm doing it backwards, 1 Corinthians 2:14 for a moment, for the very purpose that this also explains why there's so many denominations in the church, and it also explains in the natural why there are so many party affiliations, because they left off the one. They've left off the one, okay? Now listen, there's one body, one Spirit. even as you are called into one hope of your calling. Who's your head, friends? Jesus Christ, not the opinions of man, not the misinterpretation or deconstructionism brought about by man, okay, to bring it down to their own opinion. That's how denominations start, and it's the same thing in politics, friends. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. How many is there, friends? There's one. Then why are we talking about so many different denominations in the church? There's only one law in which we are to subject ourselves to, Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. But again, what happens when you leave that? Well, then you begin to follow man. And then as you begin to follow man, guess what happens, friends? You spin out of control. And you give your allegiance to a man rather than that of Christ. And therein lies the problem. I want you to listen to this, okay? And I'm going to get back to my talking points. I'm on a bunny trail right now. If I go over to 1 Corinthians 1 and I go to verse 10, listen carefully, okay? Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, there's only one Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Without fail, friends, when I get someone that kicks up against me, it's because they don't know the Word of God, okay? Or they don't know the Constitution. Oh, by the way, if you want to jump online on Wednesday, presidential candidate that basically wiped up the floor with Barack Hussein Obama in Chicago, Illinois, Alan Keyes, he called us this morning and invited us to be on his program on Wednesday afternoon because he heard my talk on the circus of politics. Okay, so praise God, people are starting to get it. People are starting to understand, wait a second, these are all the same people acting out on the behalf of the same special interest groups, right? Or the powers that be. That's exactly right. That's exactly what's happening. Okay? So again, going back to this, there's one Jesus Christ. There's one God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? There's only one. He's the lawgiver. And there's only one constitution, okay? So there's no separation. It's all under the headship of our God. Read Psalm 33, verse 12, right? And then go ahead and read 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you're done reading that. Only you'll understand if you follow the Christ, John 8:32, to he who makes men free, period. Okay? Then you understand that that freedom gives us not the right to do what we want to do, but out of gratitude towards him on the cross of Calvary, we do what we ought to do. Amen? Out of love. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment, and 1 John 2:6 when you get a moment. Okay? Talking about division. The question that I left you with during the last segment is, who's doing it for them? Because these shadow entities are created to give cover for crimes within, yet not without Washington's advocated consent and implementations in hopes that the guilty will never be exposed or discovered. That's exactly right. They're already discovered, you know, because the Bible says that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. Okay, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Tells us in the book of Proverbs, friends, I'm in Matthew, I'm in Hebrews, and now I'm going over to Proverbs, where it tells us that the Lord beholds the good and the evil in all places. Folks, at all times, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. And if you say to yourself right now, well, how is that possible? Well, let me tell you this. Put yourself at ease. That's what makes him God and you the creation. Amen? It's a good place to be because it makes him God to understand all things. And it makes us his creations, his sons and daughters, to be dependent upon him, to know what he knows at his will if he so feels and chooses to bestow upon us his revelation, which he promised he would do. Okay? So let me go back to this. These shadow entities, which they are, we're talking about the deep state, are created to give cover for crimes within. They're creating these faces, friends, these boogeymen, to continuously chase, like that of ISIS, by the way, which is a created entity. ISIS is a creation of the CIA, for those that do not know. And it's interesting how ISIS is being used on a global basis to do what? To create terror. like the brown shirts did under any dictatorship, namely under Adolf Hitler. They'd go out and create the problem, right? And then what happens? They don't condemn those that are responsible for the terror, the acts of terror. Nope. They actually go in to create more control for themselves against the people that they mean to subject to themselves and rule over. That's what this is about, for the record. Okay? The list goes on. Okay, concerning these shadow entities, right? And folks, it is. That's exactly what this is all about. I mean, you can remember Jeffrey Epstein. It was a perfect cover, friends. He's dead now. Folks, the people that I know that are very intelligent, and I'm talking about from the inside out, he's probably not dead. Okay, they had to get rid of him before he took to playing the witness. Because too many people in high places, as you have been led to believe, would have been implicated for the crimes of pedophilia. That's what this is all about. Just ask Jeffrey. Look at the paintings on his wall. If it's not George W. Bush with a paper airplane knocking over the two towers, this was one of the paintings found in his home, then it's, of course, Bill Clinton dressed up as a woman sitting in Jeffrey's chair. And then you can't disregard, friends, the video of Donald Trump hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein either. They look like they were best of friends. You can watch that video online. But I suppose, according to the Trumpites, you know, he wasn't friends with him neither. Yeah, right. Okay? But that's what this is about. They're shadow entities. They're created to get your eyes off the ball and to get your eyes off the individuals that are responsible for their crimes. That's what this is all about. Matter of fact, read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. The Bible says there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. So this is why they have so many created groups warring one against another, and that is to weaken us within so that they again can control without. Just so you know. And of course, this only works because of the fact that the people in this country have forgotten that, again, we're ruled by law. I'm going to keep telling you that over and over and over again. Not by corrupt politicians and their special interest groups within the walls of Washington, D.C., friends. We're ruled by law, by God. God bless America. You've all heard that, right? Read Romans 3:20 and Article 4, Section 4, Article 6, Section 2 as well. Now listen to this carefully. Out of their own mouths, deep state defined. As described by Michael Lofgren, a former Republican U.S. congressional aide, okay, he had nothing to lose by telling you this, by the way, the deep state is a hybrid association of elements of government and parts of top-level finance and industry that has effectively been able to govern the United States without reference to the consent of the governed as expressed through the formal political process. Why? Because politicians have given aid to them in their unlawful endeavors towards we the people. That's why. Friends, for anyone familiar, again, with the Declaration of Independence or the U.S. Constitution, you know that this has been going on for a long time. And a long time regardless of what they name it. And you know what? As clear as I am being right now, let's focus in on the fact that we are ruled by God and that we are ruled by the Constitution. Let's not get off on over here, you know, we're ruled by a corporation. Well, if we're ruled by a corporation and we have become a corporation, guess what? That's the people's fault for allowing their said politicians to lead us and to hand us over to those that mean to rule over us once again. Talking about the deep state, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Speaking at Luxembourg American Cemetery, Esper says the stories of the American soldiers who fought to stand against tyranny will never be forgotten.
We are gathered at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg to honor the 5,076 Americans buried here who laid down their lives in the gallant stand against tyranny.
Congress is expected to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump on Wednesday. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about how does the deep state do what the deep state does? Can't. Here's my question. What has the deep state been responsible for that the president or one of America's politicians, have already pushed through on their behalf? Who's acting and implementing on the behalf of these said powers? The politicians are. So someone explain to me who the deep state is. Folks, this is people playing the blame game. The deep state is just another name for what it is that the American people have allowed tyrants to do to themselves. When we look to any group of people or to any entity in this country, we can tell whose side they are on when we look to the law, Exodus 32:26. One is law-abiding and the others are lawbreakers. Deuteronomy 25 verse 1 tells us just that. And it's simple, but the problem that the people are having today is that there are very few that even make reference to the law that they might know the difference. And that's the church's responsibility, by the way. Ezekiel 44, verse 23. Also read Romans 3:20 when you get a moment. Now remember, for un-American policies on behalf of special interest groups, And what do? You shut down what you just called the deep state. Now, again, I ask what it is that the deep state has done or can do without politicians pushing through their agenda. I answer with, are you ready for this? The fruit. Not speculation, the fruit. A message to the March of Life on Friday to veto any legislation that weakens the protection of human life. Remember this, friends? He said that every child is a sacred gift from God. This is Donald Trump. And then creepy Mike Pence spoke in person at the march calling Trump a champion for abortion opponents. That's what he said. President Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in American history, Pence told the crowd. That's what he said. Yeah, I know what he said. This all being said in the hopes that no one is actually paying attention to what he just did concerning abortion. Read Proverbs 6:17. The Bible says that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Do you remember when, reported on February 9th, 2018, despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday which passed by the Republican-led Congress, the good guys, that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider all the way through 2019 fiscal year. You heard me right. Okay? You heard me right. I mean, one would have thought that having no time to read the bill would be good enough reason. I'm sorry. The bill was passed in the wee hours of night. Friends, and complaining they just had 7 hours to read. You ready for this? 2,232 page bill. That's the length of two Bibles. Did you hear me? Everybody signed on to it, folks. Rep. Rod Blum from Iowa said a bill that Rand Paul, also both Rod Blum and Rand Paul both said no one read. But they passed it anyways. Funding abortion. Okay? This is coming from your pro-life president. Just so you know. Again, one would have thought that having no time to read the bill would be good enough reason as to why the bill would not have been passed, not a reason to pass it. But again, they want you to think the opposite way, okay? And they want you to pay attention to what they say rather than what they do. Was it the deep state, friends, that was responsible for signing this bill, fully funding Planned Parenthood, or was it President Donald Trump that signed the bill? It was Donald Trump that signed the bill. So where's the deep state then? He just acted on the behalf of the deep state, as you would call, or what has been known to be the deep state. Note, he already fully funded Planned Parenthood last year, hidden in the $1.3 trillion national security omnibus bill, which aids and abets America's enemies within and without. If it wasn't funded, friends, you wouldn't have illegals still coming into the United States of America. You want to get rid of the illegals? Then just shut off welfare. And I want to tell you why you'd shut it off concerning the welfare system. Because it's unconstitutional. You don't steal from those that work and give it to those that don't. And furthermore, it should reflect those that are alluring them into the United States as to who they really are. Because as they steal from you to reallocate your money unlawfully to those that don't work, that just came into the United States of America illegally. Does that not describe who we're talking about right here? These are your politicians. Oh, by the way, this was passed on the weekend of the March for Our Lives rally in response to the Florida school shooting. You remember that? But again, Americans still have to yet receive any film footage from the 70 cameras in the school concerning what took place. Nope, they got their patsy. They've already got them signed, sealed, and delivered. And what do? Well, they go after American gun owners. This on the behalf of the deep state, we're told, by the Daily Conservatives. Right? Yesterday's liberals. Just think about that. Is the deep state, friends, advocating for disarmament or confiscation of your guns? No, it's Donald Trump. I mean, again, the self-proclaimed pro-Second Amendment president who stated after the school shooting that he wanted to take the guns first, then go through due process second, has now illegally banned bump stocks because he thought on it. Remember? Now, I got a question for you. Did the deep state ban bump stocks, or did Donald Trump ban bump stocks illegally? Oh, my goodness. I mean, how people have been duped sickens me to the core. Do yourself a favor and don't forget that while most Americans are fast asleep concerning this new administration, Matthew 13:25-30, the enemy sowed tares while men slept with their eyes open, right? 26 states have passed 55 gun control measures, all of them under a majority of the good guys. Just wanted you to know. But again, I got a question for you. Was it the deep state that did that? Or was it Donald Trump that did that? This new administration. The new administration, Donald Trump did that. Okay? What he says to the NRA and the NRA supporters and what he does are two different stories. Okay, just for the record. Did you know that Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, William Barr, he is a gun confiscation advocate? Read Luke 11:21-22 when you get a moment. I could go on old Billy Bob for a long time here. What did they do? Well, they created this false narrative. They made him the victim. What you believe is the left were told to attack him. And as they attacked him, what they did is they garnered more support to the likes of William Barr than non-support. They know how the game's played. Just ask Nancy Pelosi. They call it a wrap-up. Come on. It's leading through opposition. Are you beginning to track with me, friends, as to how this has played out? William Barr is a gun confiscation advocate, but he is the man for the job, said the deep state. Nope, no deep state, said Donald Trump. This was the guy that was responsible for Randy Weaver and the crimes committed against his family on Ruby Ridge in the late 80s, for those that did not know. Okay? Just wanted to let you know that it's not, friends, what you would call the deep state. It's politicians acting on a shadow boogeyman, getting your eyes off the responsible party into believing that the deep state is doing something that when in fact, you know, we're told today, for example, that the deep state is attacking Donald Trump. Wait a second, Donald Trump is doing everything that the deep state wants him to do. So therefore, who's the deep state? Same thing with those that were hand-delivered as potential presidential candidates that are all Marxists and communists. Who are they, friends? Well, the American people are afraid of them because they hate them. They know that they're communists. Well, they're subversive to American government. But who's actually doing what those that you're afraid of would implement? Who's doing it for them? Donald Trump is. You see, you're afraid they're going to take your guns, right? Well, the fact of the matter is Donald Trump's doing that. You would think that these guys over here, that they're pro-abortionists. No. Wait a second. Don't worry about those on the left, as you've been led to believe. Just know that Donald Trump's already doing that for you. He already signed the bill through 2019 fiscal year. You need to understand they got many friends, boogeymans created, and now we're talking about the deep state in hopes that this will cover all of these created entities so that you can understand it, that it's this administration doing for them that you've been led to be diverted away from. It's smoke and mirrors. It's sleight of hand. It doesn't get any more clear and more simple as to see what's being played out in front of your faces. It's embarrassing and shameful when I'm broadcasting into 53 countries. I have people that jump on my live stream, friends, that are from Germany. Not that they have any room to talk, but the fact of the matter is we're called to be the light of the world. We have become a byword. We have become a joke to the people on this globe because they are hoping that the American people get it right. But folks, if you don't want to judge within, I'll tell you what, you're going to be judged by God. Just ask Sodom and Gomorrah. Look to history once again, friends. You know, what do we see today in America? Well, just like that of Hitler, when he said he wanted to make Germany great again, you know what was interesting? It was the evangelicals that were supporting him to destroy the people, the very people that were supporting Adolf Hitler were the ones that were destroyed by Adolf Hitler. Did you know that? It's the same thing happening here in America today. The very person they think is pro-life, the very person that they think is pro-gun, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I got more to go here, friends. But the fact of the matter is he's the very one stripping away their God-given rights from them. Okay? Under the guise of, look at the deep state's doing. Look what George Soros is doing. Look what the left is doing. Look what the communists are doing. Well, Mr. President, why don't you pick up that law and enforce it against those that are committing against the crimes against the U.S. Constitution and the American people? That's the furthest thing from his mind, because if he knows he was to do that, friends, guess what? He could clean everything up really quick. The Bible says that when the wicked are in power, the wicked walk and the vile walk on every side. Is that what's happening today? Therefore, that defines who's in the People's White House. He's a wicked man. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again talking about the deep state. Who is the deep state? Gosh, folks. These are all question marks for people that seem to be advanced, that are so highly intellectual in government that they can't even answer. Why? Because it's too simple. Again, going back to why Jesus said that a child is the model of heaven. You know, we have to become as a child. That means we have to unlearn everything we thought we learned. And that is the case in regeneration and renewing. All things old have become, folks, all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And again, we're just not seeing a whole lot of that. Let me get to another couple topics here, friends. We're talking about how does the deep state push forth their agenda without America's politicians doing it for them? I'm giving you the fruit. Is what I'm doing. Here, the American people have been diverted in keeping their eyes on the southern border concerning illegal immigrants coming into America, but they fail to hold accountable America's said representatives who are in fact illegally alluring them into your country in the first place. They're the ones doing it. They created the problem. They created the drug problem. They created a gun problem, friends. There's no problems, enforce the law. That's how you get rid of the problems, but that's what they fail to do. They failed to enforce the law. There it is. because they want to create law that looks just like them. These are the ones, as I've said in the past, friends, that are responsible for attempting to tear down the Constitution and recreating it in their own eyes. And it's interesting, those that call out these corrupt individuals are called into question by the mainstream media for exposing them for who they are. Of course, why? Because they're both on the same team. Point man Donald Trump and rivals Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have you heated up over a wall that was promised, which has yet to be built. Speaking of diversion, while people were diverted with the confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh, notice what he did once he got into the Supreme Court, friends. He did the opposite of what he said he stood for. Again, by the way, I also told you during the Kavanaugh hearings, the confirmation hearings, remember how they created that opposition to only drive the support to Kavanaugh, which, by the way, he got, right? Remember those accusers of his? Remember I told you that they're bought and paid for? It's going to come to nothing? Well, several of his accusers came forward stating that it was all fabricated. Of course it was fabricated. That's how they confirmed him, America. But what was happening during the time that they created the confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh? Was it the deep state that advanced the USMCA in place of NAFTA? No! It was Donald Trump. On November 30th, friends, President Trump, along with Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico, signed the United States-Mexico-Canada, the USMCA, the acronym, trade agreement. Now, trade is in quotes because the document isn't about trade. It's about setting up global government. Agreement is in quotes because the document is a treaty and that invokes the two-thirds ratification requirement of Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Folks, the way the president sells it, oh, it's going to be the best. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Nobody could have done this but me. Yeah. In the sheeple, they just go right along with it as if to suggest, listen, he's the guy to get the job done. Yesterday, it was the first time I took the time. I've seen footage of this before. But I wanted to go online and I wanted to watch The Apprentice really quick. And it was interesting because this is the show that the networks gave Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been groomed for 30 years in this country in a favorable light for those that have not been paying attention. Okay? He was even in movies, favorable movies. Remember Home Alone? Guess who the voters are now, friends? But what's interesting is I went on and I watched as much as I could stomach The Apprentice. I bet we watched it for, 15 minutes, 20 minutes max, and I had to shut it down. Ugh. My goodness, and these are the people, these corrupt, debased, debauched individuals are the ones put up for the people to emulate? Are you kidding me? 1 Kings 13:33, read it when you get a moment. That's purposed. But I noticed that what would happen is they would go out, they would create their own things, and then they would come back, and then Donald Trump would be the one to fire whoever needed to be fired. And so they bring the teams back in, and he would say, so what are your thoughts on this, and who should be fired, who should stay, who should go? Well, Donald Trump, probably having a little bit of knowledge as to what was going on, well, he was told, well, you're fired. He was the one that was told to say, you're fired, because this is how we're going to put you up as the presidency, the president of the United States of America. We're going to put you in a favorable light once again. And we're going to get the people to believe that if anybody's going to get the job done, it's not going to be a politician. It's going to be someone like you that has the backbone to fire. Has he done it since he's been in office, America? Absolutely not. And just think about this. Just like the Kardashians, the whole Trump family, every single one of them, friends, they're all in the limelight for absolutely no reason whatsoever. It took them no discipline whatsoever to get into the position that they're in today. And what are you talking about, Bradley? He was wealthy. He was wealthy. So what? Why did the media stay on him? Because he's an insider. That's why. And the people didn't figure that out. Hey, folks, if he really was one to stand for what he claims that he stands for, he would have been shot and killed a long time ago. And secondly, before that, he would have never made it to the people's house, the people's White House. They needed someone that knew how to betray the people. And what they needed to do is put up somebody that the people trusted, that at length would betray them. And it's exactly what he's doing. I just got done sharing with you, friends, concerning border control. I'm talking about illegal immigration and how he promised the wall. And I've said this 100 times, friends, but he promised the wall to the American people that the Mexicans would pay for it. It started out at $4 billion, then $5 billion. And I played videos of him personally saying it, how it went from $4 billion to $5 billion to $8 billion to $10 to $12 billion, then to $25 billion, and then now the American people are going to pay for it, and Mexico's going to pay him back. And his worshipers, they just went along with it. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Was that the deep state that did that, or was that Donald Trump that did that? It was Donald Trump. It was Donald Trump setting up a global order. Okay, how does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? They can't. Christine Stockheimer wrote at the New American, not only is it still alive concerning NAFTA, it's a larger and much worse than NAFTA. The text of the USMCA, according to the former U.S. ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman, has portions and chapters of the agreement that are identical to those in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. It's handing power over to the United Nations, friends. Okay. Setting up a global government with Mexico and Canada, was that a move of the deep state signing off on America's sovereignties, or was that Donald Trump? It was Donald Trump. But that's all he had to do is get up in the face of the people and tell them, oh, this is great. Nothing better. Oh, these guys are fantastic. Yeah, oh, this is beautiful. Oh, yeah, nobody could have did this but me. I'm the best. Nobody can outthink me. I'm working on your behalf, America. That's all he has to tell a bunch of ignorant people for him to believe him. This is the guy that said he could go down the street and shoot somebody. He'd still have a smoking gun in his hand, and he wouldn't lose one of his voters. You know what's sad to say about all that? He's right. To the demise of the people that support his administration and that support foreign law, because that's what this comes down to. Again, Edmund Burke said, kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principles. It's exactly what's happening today. Folks, I got to tell you, I've never seen so much hypocrisy, Matthew 23, verse 3, in all of my life. And what's worse is that the people that are refusing to deal with the politicians are in fact working on behalf of them that are called the deep state, 2 Peter 2:19. It's all sleight of hand. It's all getting your eyes off of the responsible parties. That's what this is. Folks, if this were any other administration doing what this administration is doing to the people today, these same hypocrites would be up in arms. They'd be up in arms. Donald Trump supporters have their eyes tightly closed and their ears securely plugged to refuse the truth from getting in. But I want to tell you something. Consequence will not be refused, for the Holy Ghost will not be straightened. They're refusing the truth, which exposes their favorite global politicians, John 3:20, and instead are praising his every unconstitutional implementation. This reminds me of the people when they were praising King Herod. On the appointed day, Herod donned his royal robes on, sat on his throne, and addressed the people, and they began to shout, "This is the voice of a God and not a man." It's exactly what's happening in America. This is exactly, friends, the recipe for destruction upon and of a nation. Acts 12:22. Folks, it's difficult to free fools from their chains that they revere. As a matter of fact, people in this country seem to prefer them. Let's open our eyes as to who the responsible party is and take responsibility and say enough is enough with our actions, not just our mere words.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.